When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better, that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting the good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow straight gate path. You help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Most definitely, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes in our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out. Guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evenings, getting us through the nights. He is constantly looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son died for our sins. There's so much things the Lord has done for us throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us because his mercy endures forever. Amen. So always keep him first. Always praise him and worship him. Hallelujah. Most definitely. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always pray for each other, intercede for one another, comfort one another, support each other. All those good things, people. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let us be together on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine, the love, the harmony, the peace, the gathering, and the fellowship. Much love to the previous martyrs, current martyrs, and future martyrs. The brave, courageous believers out there who are bold for the gospel, who are being persecuted for the faith, who are very courageous for his namesake. Amen. Stay strong, people. Much love to the great tribulation saints down the road. Much love to the grafted in Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds all over the world. And much love to all the brand new converts, all the brand new creatures in Christ, anyone who just became a believer, anyone who just got baptized, anyone who just repented. God bless all of you. Love you all, most definitely. Welcome, everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, all the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Lord. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Rejoice, always rejoice. Make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound. You know, just express yourself to God. He is always watching us, so always serve him with gladness and joy. And always worship in spirit and truth. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your might, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your might, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until the Son comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night, in a twinkling of an eye, with a shout with those angels. He has come back to bring fire upon the earth. He has come back for war. He has come back for his people, y'all. So he has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. All right, so let's be watchful, prayed up. Let's keep our lamps and our oils. Let's be washed by the water, by the word, the washing of the water by the word. Let's constantly keep doing the commandments, keep the commandments, keep the word of God, keep the testimony of Jesus, keep doing the gospel, keep being doing a great commission, keep being doers of the word. Spread that gospel, people. Spread that word to so many people out there, you know, and just stay in your purpose and your calling. Amen. Let the Lord keep revealing himself to us more often through dreams, visions, and encounters and various ways of communication. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God. He'll draw near to you. Let's obey the gospel. Let's obey the law, such commandments. Let's obey all of God's word. The Most High has told us personally, according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our situations, our gifts, our talents, our circumstances. Handle that, people. Amen. Any task, responsibilities, or assignments the Father gave you, handle it. Amen. Most definitely. Do it with gladness and joy. Okay. Stay strong, people. Take it one day at a time. Okay. So in today's message, we will go through today's Bible reading. We will go through recommended reading scriptures, and then we will go through the commentary. From there, we will close out with a prayer. We'll close out with a priestly blessing, and we will close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son, died for our sins. Amen. So here we go. Today's Bible reading, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. Recommended reading, Psalm 139, verses 13 through 18. The book of Isaiah, chapter 44, verses 1 through 5. The book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 29 through 30. And also the book of Galatians, chapter 1, verses 15 through 17. The title of this commentary is Called Before Birth. A student of architecture entered a national contest for building design. When a panel of renowned architects awarded the student's design honorable mention, she felt utterly depressed and defeated. She was, after all, at the top of her class. She had worked long hours on an innovative and beautiful design. She should have placed better. At lunch on the last day of the convention, she sat looking at her model over an uneaten sandwich. She noticed an old man looking at her creation, too. Not knowing who had designed the building, the man remarked, "This one, I think, is the best of the lot." Hearing those words, the student went home elated. Why? Although the competition judges had deemed her work the runner-up, one old man liked it. And that one old man was Frank Lloyd Wright, probably the greatest architect of the time. Jeremiah felt like a loser at first, too. As a self-assessed second-rate prophet from a third-world country, he didn't think he could measure up to his assignment as God's spokesman. But God reminded Jeremiah that he possessed a divine formation, a distinctive calling, a chosen vocation. Even before Jeremiah's birth, God had prepared him to be God's voice to God's people. God wants us to hear a similar message. He calls each one of us, even before we're born. The Creator sets us apart for a special purpose. In fact, the Apostle Paul claims that God's plan for us started long before we were born. He chose us in him before the creation of the world. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. God's calling means that we never need to feel inferior or insecure. No matter how tough life becomes, how difficult work gets, how many doubts we have, or even how far we fall, God promises, "I chose you for this, and I'll never fail you." Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. Do you recognize God's plan? Do you recognize God's plans, what he wants you to do for him? How has God equipped you to fulfill the plans and purposes he has for you? What steps can you take today to move forward in God's plan for your life? In other words, quote unquote, God doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called. Quote, George Barna. Amen, people. Stay strong, stay in your purpose, stay focused, people. No need to have doubts or insecurities or any negative thinking. God already approved us and validated us. Amen. So that's the best validation you could ever get from the Creator himself. Hallelujah. So no need to be concerned with other people think of you. God already lets us know how he feels about us through his word. Amen. So that is the commentary. All right. Hope that you all can stay positive, strong, and encouraged out there in these crazy times that we're in. Okay. So that's that. What I love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. So here we go. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High God of heaven and earth. He is the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. He is the God of the living. Praise the Most High. He is the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrews. Praise the Most High always forever. He is the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Praise the Lord, y'all. His only begotten Son died for our sins, rose up 3 days later. Much love to the Messiah for shedding his blood for all of us, y'all. Most definitely, he is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord, the advocate. Hallelujah, the almighty, true, living God. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, God is with us, eternal life, everlasting Father, faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the hair of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nissi, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He is the king of kings and Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna, the son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord, King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord is holiness, the Lord is my banner, the Lord is my portion, the Lord our righteousness, he is our shield, our buckler, our refuge, our strength, our song, our salvation, our redeemer, our provider, our helper. Praise him always, forever. We are most definitely our high tower, good fortress, good refuge, good shepherd, great shepherd. Praise him. He takes care of all his sheep, y'all. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, Yahai Yashai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yehoshua, Yehoshua, Ahai Yeshaya, Adonai, Abba. He is a consuming fire. He is the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He's the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. He can fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus, y'all. We touch and agree, y'all. Call on him, he'll show you great mighty things. Search and seek him with all your heart and you will find him. He is a reward to those who seek him diligently. Got to believe in him, know he exists, know he could do for you. Trust in him, have your faith in him. Your faith has made you well. Your faith has pleased him. Your faith has blessed you. Your faith has saved you. Your faith is how you overcome the world and all your problems. Most definitely, healing, restoration, deliverance, miracles, signs, wonders, good news, unexpected blessings, favor, peace over your life forever. Most definitely, we are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. God is one. We know that for the rest of our lives, the outstretched arm of God will be in our lives forever. The mighty hand of God will be in our lives forever. The finger of God will be on our lives forever. Amen. He is always providing, always, people. He always look out for his people. Praise him. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrection, the resurrected, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone of builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. He is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The way everlasting, the sinless high priest, the everlasting king, wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word made flesh, the living word. Praise him. Most definitely, we know that his word is purifying silver, just as David said in Psalms. We know that every word of God is true, pure, and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his words are double-edged swords, the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. So there you have it, y'all. Stay strong in your purpose, man. He called you before you was even born, people. He was called, but you were called before you was in your mother's womb, y'all. So you got a purpose and you're calling. Don't be insecure and thinking negative of yourself. Amen. Stay strong and uplifted in the Lord forever. Amen. Prayers up for all the poor people, the tribe of Levi. Prayers up for the widows. Prayers for the orphans, the fatherless. Prayers for the strangers, the grafted in people. Prayers up for the neighbors, the sojourners, everybody all over the world, the refugees. Prayers up for all people, all walks of life, all social classes, all elders, all teenagers, all young men, young women, parents, single people. Prayers up for everybody, divorced people, single, anybody. Prayers up for all of you, all people. Amen. So there you have it, all right? What I love to do as I close out is give y'all this priestly blessing and a prayer on the way out, okay? So here we go. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakatha. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.